what I'm going to do is just write up our little story interview here. I'm going to work hard to get that on in a couple of days or so. It'll have a presence on our the Hood River News site, and if there's any websites that you know of that can link to it.
Oh, sure.
So people can read it and find out about your show in Portland, that would be appreciated.
Oh, sure. And is it kind of, do you have to be a subscriber to read it, or is it?
No, it's a...
Okay.
It's open to the public. It's not, there's no paywall or anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So this will, because what I'm doing now is I'm setting an update, you know, to all the artists about what's going on. So when this comes out, I'll do another update, and it'll go to all of them, and I'll ask them all to go and read, and then link to it from their website.
And we're about an hour east of Portland. That's where
we are. That's not closer to Eugene, is it? Because Eugene is south?
No, Eugene is like 2.5-3 hours south of Portland.
Uh-huh. Well, who knows? We might get some, like, deadhead people, some angel heads who follow us around. that sounds a lot healthier than being a deadhead.
That's funny. So what's the weather right now in New York?
You know what? I'm still in my pajamas. I haven't gotten outside, and it's dark already.
No snow or anything yet?
No, it rained a lot. Yesterday and the day before, but no, it hasn't been too cold. Funny thing is, Anna Finnegan, who sang Snow Day, she said her secret fear is that if global warming gets out of control, there'll be no more snow days and nobody will hear her song. So I told her, just another reason to get global warming under control for Anna's song.
Yes, I agree with that. I think that should be one of the top 10 reasons.
Well, honestly, she had a bicycle accident. She's on crutches.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she needs, you know, good news now. So.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.